Animals are always a lot of fun. This is Dr. Herbert O'Barley, Dean of the University of Healing here in Capital, California, with a thought for today. Animals are always a lot of fun. Recently, we've received a lot of email from people who have animals doing silly and crazy and wonderful things. And the animals are put in swimming suits. The animals are riding on top of safari cars. And the animals are taking care of, like, a German shepherd is leaning over and licking the ears of a little kitten and other things. And a Rottweiler is leaning over the edge of the boat and kissing a whale that's come up to stick his nose by the edge of the boat. I mean, such outrageous, outlandish things sort of indicate that when given the opportunity, all of nature is harmonious. All of nature wants to get along just fine. But nature recognizes one very terrible thing. And this very terrible thing, it is destroying humanity today, and it's destroying the relationship man has with animals today. It's destroying the relationship man has with ecology today. It's destroying the relationship that man has with his indwelling presence of the divine. And it's called stress. S-T-R-E-S-S. A man looks at a rattlesnake and says, "Ah!" And the rattlesnake hasn't done a thing. The rattlesnake's going to go his own way. He's going to walk along his own path. He's been here long before man came around. And all of a sudden man thinks, "Hey, you're supposed to be in my path." Well, why did you create him in your path mentally? He wouldn't be there if you didn't create him. Are there any rattlesnakes around here? Well, that's because you're looking for him, you know? And are there any coyotes or bad creatures around here? That's because you're looking for him. You look for anything and you'll find it. And what is that called? It's a two-worded WW thing called worrywart. When you are a worrywart, you make yourself in stress all the time. And that's a shame. It's really a big shame. Because we do it on purpose. We don't have to. We can love everything and everybody, starting with ourselves, and we'll find that all the world will be harmonious. All the world will be peace. I know there are times that the teacher in school is teaching a class, and the class sometimes gets distracted and they start talking among themselves or something. And the teacher says, "What are you doing talking about yourself? You're talking this thing to me." You know, and the teacher gets all upset, all up, really worried. And then the teacher comes into class, and the teacher has just seen a beautiful flower. And she took pictures of it with her camera, her digital camera, and she went to her desk and she put the pictures on her slide projector, and she turned off the lights. The room was dark and the kids could do all sorts of nonsense if they wanted to. And she says, "Boys and girls, I have a surprise for you." And they all thought to themselves, "Her surprises are no surprise." So they sat there and prepared themselves for the worst. Well, she turned on the slide projector. And there they saw a bumblebee lighting on a plant. Because she had little videos, little, what do you call them, clips. Little clips of these things. And the bumblebee is coming in slow motion and coming down and lighting on the flower and putting its nose deep into the pollen center of the flower and just wiggling. And then another bumblebee comes down to the same flower, because it's a big flower. And the other bumblebee is standing there and he says, "How soon are you going to be done, Joe?" And Joe looks over at him and says, "Just a minute. By the way, there's another little hole that you can go in by yourself." "Oh, thanks, Joe, you're wonderful." And they're talking to each other, you know. And the other bee puts his nose down in there. Of course, the teacher has imagination and is saying what they're saying. She's very wise, you know. And then she clicks to the next clip. And in the next clip, it's a hummingbird. and the hummingbird is fluttering back and forth with no wings. With no wings. And then she slows down the motion so the hummingbird's wings come into vision, flapping in a beautiful rotation. And then she flips it down until the hummingbird's wings are almost still, and the hummingbird is still up in the air. And she says, "Klaus, can you see how life is much of an illusion? We look at this hummingbird and we think it has no wings. And then we think it has wings. And then we think it's a miracle hummingbird because it doesn't even move its wings and it stays up in the air. All depending on how quick we use the speed of our camera." And then she shows them another picture. And this picture is a little tiny puppy. A little puppy, the most cuddly, delicious little thing you ever saw. And there is a big cougar, a wildcat, standing over this little puppy. And he's got his teeth out. And you see the picture showing him reach down and pick up the puppy by its neck and move it away. And as it moves it away, you see a flood of water come down. And the lion cat, the lion panther, has picked up the little puppy out of harm's way. And you would think it's going to have, you know, a snack. The puppy wasn't that big. But it was really protecting the little puppy's life. Do you think that class was inspired to watch? Okay. My goodness, they were spellbound. And how did the teacher get those pictures? Teacher didn't tell. She had several sources, some her own, some others, but she presented them. And then she turned on the light. And she said, "You know, class, life is an illusion. We look at all the things and we say, oh dear, that little puppy is going to get to be dinner for the lion, the wildcat, the panther. My gosh, what are we going to do? Oh, you know, we're watching it." And then it picks it up out of harm's way. The natural proclivity of any life is to save a little child, is to protect a little child, and to also keep him safe, and not to hurt him, no matter whether it's the same species or not. A little child or an idiot, as the saying goes, or something that's dead. But they do not want to hurt that. Isn't that interesting? Mm-hmm. And why is that sort of into the spirit of the being? Because it's part of the nature. It's part of the nature of kinship with all life. Now, we don't realize how much kinship there is in all of life until we start getting rid of our stress, getting rid of our tension, and starting to look at life and saying, we only see it in one speed. And life is available to be seen in many speeds. In many, many, many speeds that allow us to see miracles or commonplace things. The hummingbird's wing is invisible when the hummingbird is hovering over the feeder, drinking its beautiful juices. And then, as the hummingbird starts to go away, it changes the position of its wing, and it takes off, and for an instant, you can see the wing because it changed position. And every time a hummingbird makes these movements, you can see them. Well, as we see so many people, they come at us with unhappy hearts. And if we could just slow down the speed and see where their problems are, or speed up the speed and see where their solutions are, then we might be very surprised indeed. And all the tension and all the stress just goes right out of our life when we are loving and gentle and kind and thoughtful, and starting with ourselves. The teacher was not a good teacher when the class was obstreperous. But the teacher was a good teacher when the class was attentive. And so I think to myself, as I share the philosophy of the University of Healing, If I ever lose the attention of my audience, it's because I'm not being a good teacher. I'm not presenting whatever I'm presenting in a desirable, exciting way, and I lose my audience. But when I am in gear, when I'm rolling, and I'm sharing with them from my heart, and I don't even think about them listening or not listening, they're not even here. I am just doing my own thing and having fun, and they're hanging on every word. And really, we should all get used to that. When we like ourselves, when we do our very best, everyone hangs on every word we say, especially ourselves. And all the stress and all the tension are gone. And we live, indeed, a very long, long and wonderful life. Know that I love you, I love you, I love you.
Love you.
I love you.